Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sisters Creations. I'm Analia Cavazos, and this is my first podcast, and it'll be Analia Cavazos with Sisters Creations. So, some of you that follow my Facebook page, it's Sisters Creations RGV, which is Rio Grande Valley, down in South Texas. And I am super happy to be actually doing a podcast today, and we will see how it goes. So I'll give you a little background information. I am a 44-year-old mom that is the mother of a 9-10-year-old to be in a couple of days. And I am a stay-at-home mom. And I am also the wife to an occupational therapist. So I work from home, and it's been a great fun journey throughout these past couple of years, being able to do that and to work from home and be able to be here when my son gets home from school. So with that being said, I work from home. Some of you that follow me know me that I'm a DIYer. I have a creative business where I make wreaths, swags, and all kinds of front porch decor and interior decor for people's homes. So I help people create a beautiful space, and I am all about custom, and I am all about getting people to love where they what they have, embrace it, and work with it. And that's what I'm about. So a couple years ago, actually almost 2 years ago this summer, we purchased a 30-year-old home. And this home is a big change from the home we used to live in. Our other home we built, and it was a newer home. And when we moved to this neighborhood, we loved the neighborhood because of the trees. We loved the schools. And we loved the idea of having that charm that the house had. But with that in mind, of course, comes all kinds of renos that need to be done, but nothing major. Mostly everything is cosmetic. And that is my new journey that I am venturing into, and that is to update my home. So I like things that are old and antique, but I also like a lot of modern, and I love a lot of things that are, I like to mix things. So for those of you that know me and that follow me, know that I'm about old and new, and I like to make it work. So welcome to the podcast. I am so happy you're here. I am so happy you're listening. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to talk a little bit about when life gives you lemons. Absolutely. So when life gives you lemons, what do you do? So to be honest, it's a tough one because things happen on a day-to-day. And so, you know, what's your day like? You know, some of us that work from home, it starts in the morning and it doesn't end until nighttime. So is it different than working a 9-to-5? Yes, because 9-to-5 is 9-to-5. At home, it's all day. It could be all night if you don't shut off. So everyone has heard the phrase, when life gives you lemons. Well, this week was one of those weeks. Life threw tons of lemons at me. And it's easy to spaz out in the moment of chaos, but it is reflecting afterwards that seems to calm me, because if I look back at the chaos, it really wasn't that bad. But at the moment, like anything else, it tends to be quite dramatic. But in the end, it wasn't that bad. Working from home does have its challenges. My day starts very close to 6:30, 6:45, and then I'm up, I run to the kitchen, I whip up breakfast for my boys, which is my 10-year-old son and my husband, and then they're out the door, so it's cleanup time, and then get ready, and take care of what needs to be taken care of at home, whether it's groceries, whether it's fixing something and putting it in the crock pot or the Instapot, whatever you use. Because if I don't do it in the morning, we're not going to have a warm meal in the evening. So I take care of that. Usually Mondays and Tuesdays, I run around and do what I need to do. And if that's either purchase things for home, whether it's groceries or cleaning supplies, whatever necessities we need, and whatever else the house is needing because we are working on a fixer-upper. And then, of course, I have my creative business, which I work out of my garage. And then there's inventory that's got to be taken care of for that and orders that need to be placed. So there's that busy morning trying to get it all done. And it's sometimes overwhelming. And it does have its challenges, like anything else. Sometimes the phone keeps buzzing and the texts keep coming in and the doorbell is ringing. And by the time you know it, the productive morning you planned on is gone. And so it's a juggling act. It really is. It's quite a juggling act. And sometimes, you know, because, you know, let's face it, if you have a business, you need to be on social media. So that's very time consuming and trying to figure things out and algorithms changing and all the new stuff that's going on. It can be overwhelming. And sometimes, you know, you just have to stop and think and, you know, and wonder, okay, where is this all going? Because I've got to get stuff done by 3 o'clock, because by 3 o'clock, I got to be back inside the house, making sure that the after school dinner is almost ready. And then at 3:42, my son comes in from school. He walks in the door at 3:42, and it's his time. It's his time to talk about how school went, to get homework done. He's starving, so it's an early dinner for him. And then we got to get on to go with our after-school activities, whether it's Bible study or Kung Fu, his martial arts, whatever's going on, you know, that's all week. And so it's pretty much go, go, go till about 7 o'clock, and then it's winding it down. He has another little snack, getting dinner ready for my husband, and then it's, you know, bedtime stories, prayers, getting ready for school, and then it's when I have a little bit more downtime to work on whatever I didn't finish or tweak. And then the day, by the time you know it, it is 10:30, and it's time to do it all over again. So yeah, it can get a little crazy. But the more that I ponder on the situation, the more that I believe that the key to it all is balance. And so how do you balance it all with kids and husbands and remodeling the house and at-home business and extracurricular activities and a partridge in a pear tree? It can be overwhelming. It really can. But I guess it's about priorities. And I find that in my mid-40s, I want to enjoy the little things. I don't want to stress so much about my messy laundry room, the dirty dishes that I left in the sink. I want to enjoy the delicious cup of that Costa Rican coffee every morning. I want to enjoy my 9-year-old, soon to be 10-year-old, when he gets back from school. I want to enjoy my handsome husband every day. I want to enjoy conversations with my girlfriends. And I want to enjoy dinner with my parents once in a while when they come into town. Those are the little things that I really want to enjoy and not stress so much about the things that didn't get done. So how do you balance it all? And how do you get it all done? I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm sure you do too. I'm sure everybody has their ways of doing it, one day at a time, right? One day at a time. And pretty much that's what I'm going for these days. Trying to ease up on all the stresses, getting as much done as I can. But if it doesn't, it doesn't. I used to stress so much with deadlines. I would push myself and push myself when I had certain orders to get in. And these days, I tend to be, you know, very honest with my clients. I will get it to you. I haven't forgotten. But because I work at home and I am not a machine, we will get it done. But it's going to take me a little time. If you can bear with me, I can create something beautiful and gorgeous. And I promise you, you will be happy with the end product. It is the rushing, and sometimes that busy time for me is during the holidays. Usually my busy season is in the fall, and that starts in pretty much late in August, because I do sell a lot of back to school items. And then of course we start going into the seasonal, like Halloween and fall, and all of those decors are really big. Christmas trees and all of that. So that tends to be, you know, a very, very busy months for me. And so, you know, how to juggle it all and how to get it all done, you know, one day at a time, one thing at a time. I'm trying to learn that balance. I'm trying to figure out a schedule. I'm trying to see about doing certain things at certain times and stopping at that moment and then going on to whatever else is next. And whatever didn't get done will get done tomorrow. So guys, ladies, gentlemen, those of you that are at home and work from home, hang in there. I know it's tough, but we can get it all done and it will happen. And I'm a woman of faith and I believe in the Lord and I know that He will give me the strength when I can't do it. And, you know, that's what we need to do. Have that faith, you know, in God, have that faith in us that we can do it. We will do it. And let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. Let's see if you guys enjoyed this podcast, if you guys enjoyed a little bit about my, you know, my crazy little life, you know, please send me some hearts or some likes, comment if you'd like, and we'll see about getting it out there. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening in and I appreciate everything. And, you remember, when life gives you lemons, make some lemonade. It'll be good. I promise you. Have a great day and have a great weekend.